This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The start of the summer travel season is upon us. Here's a familiar sound for vacationers.
All footwear goes through the X-ray. Make sure all your items go through the X-ray before you come through the walkthroughs. Here we go.
Airport security, but after passing through pat-downs and body scanners, many passengers take a look at the board and see a dreaded word, delayed. The Federal Aviation Administration, which oversees the nationwide system of air traffic control, is hoping to make some of those delays a thing of the past. It's developing what it calls next-generation technology. The program will modernize the air traffic control system, transforming it from radar to GPS-based technology. But as the government works out the details, questions remain about the cost and viability, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
We're in the control tower at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, DFW. It's a bright, sunny day.
We're looking out the window at the East Airfield of Dallas-Fort Worth, where there are four runways that are in active operation.
Well, okay, we're not really at the airport. We're in New Jersey at a government lab looking at a computer-generated simulation.
We can see the terminals in front of us, and directly in front of us, we see the actual controller workstations.
Michael Huerta, the FAA's acting administrator, is showing us around the William J. Hughes Technical Center, located next to the Atlantic City Airport. It's where the government is developing the next-gen system, including the equipment that air traffic controllers use in towers at airports across the country.
What this enables us to simulate is how controllers would use technology to control traffic, in this case at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
There are hundreds of technicians in the Atlantic City lab working on everything from how to transmit up to the second weather information to pilots to the kinds of equipment or avionics that the airlines will need to install in their jets. The goal, says Huerta, an air traffic control system that allows more flights in the sky, better fuel efficiency, and more closely spaced takeoffs and landings.
Right now, conventional descent into an airport looks a lot like walking down the stairs. And a pilot will throttle up, throttle back, throttle up, and throttle back. It's the aviation equivalent of stop-and-go driving in traffic, and it's very fuel inefficient, but it also is rather noisy.
Huerta says NextGen allows a smooth, steady glide descent akin to sliding down the banister. The FAA estimates the new technology will save over 1 billion gallons of fuel and reduce CO2 emissions by 14 million metric tons by 2020. At one lab in the complex, new ways of tracking flights are tested by air traffic controllers who are brought in from the field. Their responses are closely watched by Nick Marzelli.
What we can do is we can train a camera on them, and then as we introduce these anomalies in the system to see how they're handled by the controllers, we're sort of recording them. We're recording their voice. If they're bantering about a little bit, we're recording what they're doing ambient-wise.
There's also a cockpit simulator where pilots, real and wannabe, can try their hand at the controls of an Airbus jet.
Now you can step over the seat.
Wow, cool, all right.
Once you move the joystick, and there you go. See, we're climbing. Push the joystick to the left or the right, we will turn the airplane.
Not too much, okay.
We do simulate air sickness.
Yes.
Sorry. All right, here we go. It's not as easy as it looks.
Michael Huerta says the point here is to understand how the pilot and the air traffic controller can best share information. With NextGen, pilots will have a better sense of who and what is in the sky around them.
What we're really trying to understand is when we tie it back to the tower simulator that you took a look at and the radar room simulator that you took a look at, how is that whole interface working?
Transitioning from 1940s radar to current-day satellite-based technology isn't cheap. The cost has been estimated at some $40 billion to be shared by the government and the airlines. Congress this year agreed to spend some $4 billion over the next 4 years on NextGen. But the private sector remains wary, says Joshua Shank, president of the Eno Center, a transportation think tank.
The private sector is very risk-averse when it comes to making investments that they don't see an immediate return on, particularly the airline industry, which is an industry that's been suffering and really never made money in its entire history. For them to go out on a limb and invest in a new technology with questionable benefits, It's just not going to happen.
Still, progress is being made. The FAA and some of the airlines are testing new landing approaches to take advantage of the more efficient technology at a handful of airports, including Seattle-Tacoma and Atlanta's Hartsfield. And NextGen has enabled controllers to track helicopter traffic to and from the Gulf of Mexico's oil rigs for the first time. Huerta says nobody really opposes modernizing the air traffic control system, but cautions it's going to be a long-term transformation. Brian Naylor, NPR News.